T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. So this happened to an acquaintance of Kang. And I remember this happening before. And I can't remember if it was somebody here. It was somebody I knew. It was either somebody here on the show or one of my friends told me this story. A recent text exchange. Okay. Imagine getting the following text.
All right.
I got a couple extra tickets to an event. Do you want to go? You do.
Sounds good. Awesome.
And
thanks.
You text back, definitely. And then what, days later, Kang?
A day or two later, maybe, yeah.
Got the tickets. They're $90 each.
So the person who had the tickets didn't let the person know that they were tickets for sale, that he wasn't just, hey, I've got two tickets. You want to go?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then changes it up later. Oh, by the way, it's a $90 a shot.
Exactly.
And yeah. Now you're committed. You said you'd go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The answer was, absolutely, I'm in.
So what do you do now as the person who accepted it? Like, would you have done it if you're going to have to pay $90?
The answer in this particular case is no. Obviously, the go-to on this is, well, you should have asked.
He assumed they were free.
Yes.
Like, hey, I got, you know, two extra tickets, dude. You want to go? Yeah, I want to go. All right, sweet. And now he doesn't want to say anything because they're going to be there together, and he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it and have a bad time, you know, because they want to enjoy themselves. But
so he doesn't want to say, "Hey, I didn't know I had to pay for these tickets."
I think he's going to after the fact, though, after the event.
If he says something before the event, he thinks it'll be awkward.
Yeah, it's going to be the other guy is going to get salty. It's going to be an issue.
I don't think he can say anything at this point.
Ever? Not even after?
No, I think the only time he can is the next time it comes up and somebody's the same guy says, hey, man, I got two tickets to the Tigers. You want to go? And be like, yeah, how much? That's the first thing you got to ask because you know better.
But is the etiquette, the other guy who offered the tickets, should he have said something originally right away? Like,
I think so.
Of course.
I think so. 100%. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten, last few years, I've gotten tickets to like concerts or something like that, and I'll ask a friend if they want to go, and I'll immediately say, look, it's on me. I bought tickets. If you'd like to go, I'd like you to go with me. You know, no cost to you.
There should be no ambiguity when it comes to this. It should be very, very, the offer should be made. It should be clear if the tickets are free or not. That's not what happened. But you're right. If you bring it up now and say, hey, I thought the tickets were free. I'll buy them, but I thought they were free. Just a heads up.
It's like
things can get salty pretty quick.
It seems like a perfect storm of bad protocol. Because on the one hand, you got the guy who's offering the tickets, didn't say anything about a price.
And if somebody offered me tickets and said, hey, I got some extras, you want to go?
It sounds like they're free.
It sounds like that the way that's presented, because if somebody wanted me to buy them, they would say, I've got two extras for sale. Are you interested?
Or mentioning the price or anything like that, right?
Yep.
Because he was so excited to say yes, he just immediately, absolutely, I'm in, right away was his response.
The person who is asked, it's like, because of the way it was worded to them, the implication is that, yes, they're free. But then the person who is asked also, there's nothing wrong with saying how much you want for them so you know that they're free. You kind of have to confirm it as well.
Not to get yourself in the situation to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, he just got real excited and text back
right
away.
I'll tell you what, the tickets were for...
Yeah, the Rocket Mortgage this weekend.
Yeah, and...
First one here, you know, in Detroit, all stuff. So he was super excited. He's like, yes, let's do this. I'm in. And he doesn't have, like, a ton of, you know, extra money laying around. I mean, he's going to go. He's already committed. But that's another reason why he's like, I really wish he would have told me, you know, it's going to be almost $200. Because it's two tickets. And they're all going to be going together. And he just asked, am I allowed to be mad about this?
I feel as though essentially it comes down to biting the bullet, paying for the tickets, and maybe never even saying anything. If you value the friendship, but learn your lesson to moving forward with anybody ever asks you, says to you, hey, I got a couple extra tickets. Are you interested? Say, how much? First thing is, I'm interested. How much? So you don't get yourself in this situation again. It's an expensive lesson to learn.
Doug, you get tickets for people all the time.
All the time.
Do you upfront tell them everything right away?
I do. The biggest thing. Thing with me is the moment you ask, because I get asked for tickets all the time, and I always tell people the same thing, which is, okay, I'm going to put in a request. When they get back to me the week of the event and say, hey, we've got some extras, then suddenly if you can't go, too bad. These tickets are yours. I'm not paying for them, and I'm not going to try and resell them. And yet 9 times out of 10, I swear to God, people then say, oh, hey, I can't go. Remember I told you these tickets are yours. So that's always my issue. And you guys always say the same thing to me. Stop doing that.
I'm like, right. Well, not stop explaining it. Stop doing favors for people.
Just say you can't get tickets, because it's happened. It happens so often that I get stuck with tickets.
This is a situation. It's akin to going out to dinner with friends. And if it's a small group, it's like, let's say two couples or something like that. And one dude, the bill comes, the dude grabs the bill and pulls it to him. So as if to let you know, I've got this. Now, as the other person there, you have to offer, like, hey, let me see the bill, right?
Yep.
And like, no, I got this. No, seriously, we'll split it. And then they go, no. And then there's that tug of war, and eventually somebody gives in and says, fine, go ahead. I think this is kind of like that. Now, the other thing is this. Is it going to be just four dudes going to this event, or is it two couples going to the event?
Couples.
You can't say anything.
No, I don't think you can.
That would make it really awkward.
I think we all
dudes, you might be able to like kid around. Hey, thanks for letting me know, by the way. I mean, I'm glad to go, but dude, I didn't know it was going to be $100 a
shot. This is a lesson for all of us. Don't let there be ambiguity. Make sure the message is clear.
Don't assume.
Don't assume they're free. If somebody did say, hey, I've got extras, do you want to go, without attaching a price, I would assume it's free.
It's a lesson learned long ago. You don't assume. You make an ass out of you and me.
Yes, Gator. That is an old proverb.
It's an old proverb, but it holds true. It's absolutely true.
Brought down from the mountaintops high on stone tablets.
Without a doubt.
Let's go to Chris in Garden City. Hi, Chris.
Fellas, I got a buddy who, he'll go, I got tickets to the game. You want to go? And he'll go, yeah. And he'll go, okay. And he'll include his ticket price in your price.
What?
So he goes, yeah. So I have a quick story. I went to that college hockey when they had it at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, you know, I got like front row seats are like $200. So I ended up going and I met a buddy there and I go, man, you know, I go, we got real good seats at $200, you know? And the guy goes, you know, it was general admission. It was $10.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
This is...
So yeah, Will from Garden City, if you're listening, everyone's on to you, okay?
Wow.
He does this all the time to everybody, dude. Yeah, so...
I wouldn't call that a buddy.
I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody
he's
who's...
He's honestly not a buddy anymore. Honestly.
No.
That ruined our friendship.
That's like a friend shakedown.
Yeah, that's awful. You can't do that.
He does it for several Wings games, and several U of M hockey games every year to people.
Wow, that's lame.
See ya.
Chris, thank you. Here's feedback coming in. Same thing happened to me. Now my response is always ask, how much are the tickets when I find myself in that situation? How awkward do you have to be to not say, oh, I didn't know I had to pay for them? I would say I couldn't afford them to pay for that. I couldn't afford to pay for them on principle. The person offering them knew exactly what they were doing by not saying they expected to pay for him. Blank move on the offerer's part.
I think the person who offers has more responsibility to tell the person if they're free or not.
I agree.
I think that person, whenever I text anybody or ask anybody, I let them know right away, hey, I got two extra. They're going to be 20 each if you want to go. If I don't say any price or anything, basically, they're free if you want them, you know? We need someone to go with. They're going to go to waste either way.
That's funny. I had the same situation come up with tickets for the tournament yesterday, and the first thing I texted back was how much, just to make sure I didn't have to pay for them, but it's on both parties. That's from Jason. Been there, got burned, decided not to say anything. It's a learning experience, and now you know to ask price or if they're free. Move on, enjoy yourself, have fun. This is why I don't buy tickets before I discuss with friends if they drop out and I haven't been paid, depending on how much noticed, I'll eat the cost. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. How do you handle that situation? It's a tough one. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Talking about the situation happened to a friend of Kang's when it comes to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He had a buddy who was offered two tickets. Hey, I got tickets. You want to go Sunday? Response was definitely. A couple days later, okay, you owe me $90.
Wait, each.
Wait, what? So the deal is, this kind of falls on both, I think, both the guy who offered the tickets and the guy who accepted the tickets. He thought they were free. And apparently when I'm looking at feedback here, and this does happen quite a bit.
I'm sure this happens all the time. I mean, with all the events going on, especially during the summer with concerts and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And another thing too was, he was thinking too, if I say, all right, I didn't know they were 90 each or whatever, I can't go. There's a good chance the other guy comes back and says, dude, I'm going to be at like $180, $200 now. You told me you were going, because that's the type of guy he is. And I don't know what kind of effort he would have made to try to get rid of him, whether in the secondary market or not. But then do you have any responsibility to that because you told him yes originally?
Well, I would say, well, I assume that you were, that these were free to me because you asked just if I wanted to go. You didn't tell me what they cost.
And what if the guy comes back? Well, I never said they were free.
Well, you never told me how much they were until just now.
Sweet. I want my money. What if he says something like that? Like, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? He
didn't want any of this.
That's why he said, you know what? I'm going. Maybe I'll address it after.
This is where you weigh, you know, how strong the friendship is. Is this something you could just blow off? Whatever, it's, you know, it's $200 here, we got $100 a ticket, $90 a ticket. Is it, can I just blow that off or not? Is this guy worth blowing it off for or not?
248-539-9797, James on a cell. Hi, James.
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey.
All right.
Yeah, that's a little shady in my personal opinion. Maybe it's just the way I was raised, but I'm the type of person, if I buy tickets, if I buy two tickets, four tickets, and I pay for them and I invite you, it's on me. Don't worry about paying. Don't worry about anything. The most that I might ask you to do is to drive to the event. That's it. Other than that, everything's on me. I'll pitch in for gas, so on and so forth. I mean, maybe it's just the way I'm raised, but to come back to somebody that's your friend and say, oh yeah, it's $90 a pop, that's kind of shady in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, by the way, Kang, any chance that this was intentional?
I think there's a slight chance it was, mm-hmm. too, because I think he had these extra tickets, and maybe he did try to get someone else to buy him or whatever, and he didn't.
Couldn't, so he played.
Yeah. He didn't want to be out, you know, $200 and said, hey, tickets, you want them? Oh, by the way, you know, and like a day later or whatever, you know?
But here's the whole thing. Like, if you're going to get tickets and you expect to sell them, don't you, and you're going to go to your friends, don't you say, hey, man, I'm going to get tickets to, I'm thinking about getting, the key word is thinking. I'm thinking about buying tickets to go see the Rocket Mortgage Classic this weekend. You want to go? You want in? And then it's cut
then
and dry.
It's a lot easier.
How much are they?
How much?
I'll get back to you, but I think they're going to be about $90 a piece. You in? You know, and then if he says, sure, and then you buy them, well, then you're in.
But how many times has that happened to you, Doug, where they say, hey, I'd love Michigan, Ohio State tickets, and then you get them, and they're like, hey, I don't need them anymore. And you've already gotten them.
How many times?
Yeah.
80% of the time.
You
swear
know what
to
I
God,
mean?
It's
so
unbelievable.
Even if you plan like that ahead, Gator, still it happens.
No, I know it does.
I'm not saying it's right, but in fact, I think it's wrong, but it happens. And then sometimes, too, guys buy multiple, like, I'm going to get four or six before they even talk to me because, hey, I got to get in now. You know, don't I worry about getting rid of them later. And then this happens.
Right. But when in Doug's scenario, he's got every right to be pissed.
Doug has absolutely a policy.
Doug, we've told you multiple times, stop doing it.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah. Your new policy should be, I'm sorry, my policy is I don't get tickets for anybody because nobody follows through on them.
248-539-9797. Kevin in Detroit. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I think this is more simple maybe than it's made out to be, but I get a lot of tickets offered to me because I'm kind of on the low rung of the totem pole financially with all my buddies and everything else. But if you get invited to something, you have to assume that you're going to offer to pay for him. And if he says, hey, they're $150, you got to know that ahead of time and expect it. And if you don't want to pay it, then don't go. And as the giver, you have to assume that you're taking the guy and you're not getting anything for it. So both sides have to assume that they're paying for it, whether they're giving it or receiving it. And then cooler heads should prevail. And the guy that asks should always take the loss when he's inviting people.
I think you're more right than wrong. I really do.
That's the story of my life, Doug.
Kevin, I mean, it's so easily cleared up with the old, hey, how much? But when someone says, the word extra implies free more than pay.
That, like, they're going to go to waste. Yeah.
And that,
I would
yes.
agree with you. That's why I think the guy that is asking for money, you can't ask. If you're asking people to go, you're not asking for money. You're asking people to, hey, I got extra tickets. Let's enjoy the time together. Mm-hmm. I'm not charging you for it.
Kevin, you're right. 248-539-9797. All right. To the Carson Anderson inbox. I wrecked my Saturn once, and a guy I worked with said, hey, I got this van that's not working. Get it fixed, and you can have it. I spent $800 to get it fixed. The first day I drove it into work, he asked me for $500 for the van. I paid, but I'm not happy about it. The friend offering the tickets has the responsibility to say they're not free. Unless you say tickets with a price attached, it's free. The receiving friend shouldn't be mad. Just don't go if you can't afford it. Really, he got played/tricked into buying tickets to bail the offering friend out of a jam. That's from Brian in Detroit. This is where you use the excuse that your wife or significant other just started hurt. Well,
is the word cycle about to happen?
You have to stay at home because she's an emotional wreck. That's from John Ligorian.
That guy's still going to make you pay for him, I think.
I think so too. Well, dude, what am I going to do with these tickets?
Oh, tell her to feel better and just Venmo me the money.
Yeah. Tell somebody else that you're going to ask them if they want to go to the Rocket Mortgage Classic and then spring it on them later on that you're going to charge them for it, like you did with me.
What I will do with my friends is I ask them to pay for parking if you give them a ticket.
Isn't that just standard? You either pay for parking or buy beers or something like that?
Well, I mean, that's the other part of the protocol there, right? If somebody's going to, no, dude, tickets are on me. We're good. I'm paying for parking. I'm probably going to, might drive, mm-hmm. absolutely drinks. Yeah.
A friend offered me tickets to a class on flipping houses. Got there and realized I had to pay for his extras, and they tried to milk me out of my savings. We don't talk that much anymore. Yeah, that's a friend shakedown. That's a shakedown. Wait, people do that? If I've got tickets that are going to waste, the going cost is a beer at the event. I thought that was standard. That's from Brett. I'm with Doug. I always ask how much when offered tickets. But person getting rid of tickets should always say, I've got tickets for sale if they expect cash. This is true. 248-539-9797. Mike is in Livonia. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hi, Mike.
All right. So anyway, I got kind of a different story. I bought two tickets ahead of time for a Beck concert a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice seats, row F, and thinking, you know, I got a couple people I know who are probably interested in going. I got you. So as it turns out, none of these people wanted to go. So I was stuck with a ticket. Ended up selling it for $25 at the theater. And then the next one is my mom paid like $1,000 for four tickets for Fleetwood Mac. And my brother-in-law and sister were going to go with us. And they ended up backing out at the end or like right before the show. Well, we don't want it. It's $500. Luckily, we were actually able to, I didn't know this, but we were actually able to sell the tickets because we bought them at Ticketmaster, I believe, and somebody bought them just before the concert started. Yeah, so we still took a bit of a hit, but, you know, not $500. But, you know, I'm like, you know, if you're going to go, if you say you're going to go, you got to go, man, or find somebody to go. Or, you know, and then as far as buying a ticket and thinking somebody's going to want to go with me, I'm not doing that again either, because actually I had a pretty good time going by myself. So
I've been hit with this one too when somebody told me they couldn't use them. Well, just sell them. I don't want to just sell them.
Right. You sell them. Is what I say. Here,
right. Exactly. They're yours to sell. You buy them from me and they're yours. You do what you want with them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so either way, you know, it worked out in both ends, or not so much for the Beck concert, but so that's my story. I'm sticking to it. by the way, this is Michael Livonia. Remember Gator? I thought that you sounded like Brian on Family Guy.
Yes.
Long time. Yeah, that's me again. So thought I'd say hi. Still Thanks. Sound like Brian.
if you think so, thank you.
Maybe a little. I could see that. I bet you could do a Brian and sound exactly like Brian. Let's go to Brad in Royal Oak. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Brad?
Hey, so anyways, this happened to me, I don't know, a couple of years ago. A buddy called me and said, hey, what are you doing on Thanksgiving? I said, nothing. He said, you want to go to the Lions game? I got an extra ticket. And I know he got these tickets through work for free. And then he hit me with a 120 to pay him 120. I told him to kick rocks. But here's my next thing is, you know, I've got an extra ticket to the golf on Sunday, and I'm giving it to a guy I work with. Anyways, I'm getting laid off today at 2:30, and I still wouldn't accept money from him if he offered it to me. I think it is the tackiest thing in the world to offer someone a ticket and then go, oh, by the way, give me $90 for it. It's garbage.
Yeah, you can't. I don't. And sorry that you're getting laid off, man, but it's that's the worst. If you're offering somebody a ticket, that's exactly what you're doing. If you're offering them for them to purchase the ticket, then you present them with that opportunity to buy it from you. You don't Absolutely. Just say, hey, I got a ticket. And particularly if you say, hey, I've got an extra ticket.
Extra is the key word.
Extra means free.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.